those trees.
Ladies and gentlemen, life is all about choices. And every choice that we make is a result of what has taken place in our life. We can either make the right choices or we can make the wrong choices. And wrong choices, we'll end up creating and establishing a lifestyle that we never even wanted. We'll end up in a place and reflecting at it like somebody else did this, but yet we did it to our own selves because it was our choice that we made. All the choices that we made put us in this place. And these choices that we have that creates our life, God has given us that dominion, power, and authority to do so. You know, everybody look at it like God is the one that's going to do things for us. And he is not. He made things available for us. He put us in a place to be in control, in charge, to make things happen just like him. We are the ones that are truly blessed and highly favored just like God. So you can speak things into existence. You can even believe or think things into existence just because you've been created in the very image and the likeness of God. So if we don't ever look at our life and take charge over it and based upon the decisions that we make, then we'll end up in a place in life where we don't want to be. And if you want to be above and beyond, or if you want to experience as a person the life and the life more abundantly on the free and free indeed side, then you got to make the greater choices in life. That's what it all boils down to. That's what it all reflects to, is our choices. We are free, we are agent, people or person. God has given us that free will of choice. We would choose God or we won't choose God. We would choose God ways or not God ways. Everything is about a choice. It's not that the world doesn't have enough to go around. The world has over enough to go around for everybody. Everybody on the face of this earth is rich because we are all royalty. Most people would say, well, everybody don't belong to God, but God created everybody. But everybody has to make a choice whether they're going to be for God or against God. But still, everybody can be rich and wealthy because who created them? We're in the most blessed place ever as people of God because he created us all. We was brought in from a place of royalty, the very kingdom of God. So there's no lack nowhere on the face of this earth. So everybody can be in a place to make great decisions and have great results in every area of their life. You know, every area. If you want sickness on you, all you got to do is make the choice and go to thinking about sickness and prepare for sickness, and sickness will show up. But don't prepare and think for that on that level. That's what I'm saying. Life is about choices, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get to a place and rise up and say, you know what? I'm going to make the best choices. I'm going to make the greater choices, positive choices, and I'm going to lay all this negative stuff down, and I'm going to walk in this life to the fullness, because I know that I am blessed and highly favored. I'm chosen and I'm set here by God, and I can do this because God is with me. He lives in me right now, and now because he lives in me, all things are possible, because through Christ Jesus now, they are all possible for me. So there are no boundaries set for me, so I can make the greatest decisions ever. Ladies and gentlemen, until we get to this place, and understand that the choices that we make is the outcome of our very own life, is when we will see the greatest results that will take place in our lives and the world. We can change the whole world because we are the people that are in control. We are the ones that can make the decisions and make the decisions every day. But we steady will allow the decisions to come in on the negative side. But guess what? From the decisions we make, they are influenced either two ways, either from God or Satan. And you can look at the world and you can see that Satan, if we listen to him, we'll end up in a place of destruction. But if we listen to God, guess what? We'll end up in a place of abundance, a place of paradise. But see, we got to make the right choices, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? When we start making the right choices, we will start affecting our own life and the whole world. Peace will show up. Joy will show up. You know, I'm talking about on the abundant side, where there's nothing lacking, nothing missing. If you want to get in the overflow of everything to a manifesting in your life, then guess what? Start making some greater choices, positive choices. It's all on you, ladies and gentlemen. Life is what you make out of it, because God has put you in control.